It's time for the NCC Sports Weekly, a look at the events in the North Central Conference. Mike Henriksen is off this week. Here's the NCC Assistant Commissioner, John Martin.
With only 2 weeks left in the regular season, change was the word of the week in North Central Conference basketball as the lead for the league race changed hands on both the men's and the women's side Thursday night. On the men's side, South Dakota defeated Minnesota State by 10 to move into the league lead and fortified that lead by dismantling St. Cloud State on Saturday. The Coyotes are now 7-1 in NCC play, while Minnesota State is in second at 8-2, and St. Cloud State sits in third with a 6-4 mark. South Dakota's Eric Hall paced the Coyotes in the wins and was named the NCC Athlete of the Week. Hall averaged 18 points, 7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and a steal a game while shooting 44% and hitting 8 of 17 from behind the three-point arc. On the distaff side, Augustana did something they hadn't done since 1989, beat the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. And to make things even better, they were rewarded for their efforts by moving into the lead in the NCC. North Dakota reclaimed a share of the standings lead by defeating Minnesota Duluth on Saturday. Both Augie and North Dakota sport 7-2 marks, with St. Cloud State and South Dakota sitting at 5-5 and 4-4 in third and fourth place, respectively. Augustana's Whitney Hofer had a career night against North Dakota and is this week's NCC Player of the Week. Hofer scored a career-high 20 points, tied a career-high with 10 rebounds, and dished out 4 assists while making 8 of 9 field goals, including both three-point attempts. All 7 of the NCC basketball teams of each gender will advance to the NCC Basketball Championships. The top seed will host the semifinals and finals on Saturday, March 3rd and Sunday, March 4th. Seeds 2 through 7 will play quarterfinal games on Wednesday, February 28th at the home site of the top seeds. The winners of the tournaments will be the NCC's automatic qualifiers to the NCAA Division II Basketball Championships. Minnesota State's Andy Picker was selected as the Wrestler of the Week. Picker, the number 3-ranked wrestler in NCAA Division II competition, improved to 15-1 on the season as he downed top-ranked Ross Taplin of Nebraska Omaha 7-3 in a duel on Friday. Earlier in the week, he posted a 3-1 decision over Aaron Hadorf of Augustana. Track and field had a quartet of athletes of the week, with Rachel Stangler of Augustana, Tyler Wettering of South Dakota, LaCheryl Prince of Nebraska Omaha, and Jim Dilling of Minnesota State taking home honors. Stangler set a new school record in winning the mile at the Ted Nelson Classic, while Wettering paced South Dakota's distance medley relay team to a new school and state record at the Iowa State Classic. All 4 of the participants in the relay sent personal best times. Prince won both the long jump and triple jump at the Wayne State Classic, while Dilling placed 3rd in the high jump at the invitation-only Tyson Invitational in Fayetteville, Arkansas. For more information on the North Central Conference, please log on to the website at www.northcentralconference.org.
This has been the NCC Sports Weekly. Join us again for another edition of the NCC Sports Weekly.